So we come to the end of the story. And immediately the girl got up, began to walk. She was 12 years old. I try to work out if there's a connection between the 12 years old and the woman being the issue of blood for 12 years, but I can't find a connection, so we'll say there's no connection. Okay. At this, they were utterly astounded, I can imagine. Then he gave them strict orders that no one should know about this, and he told them to give her something to eat. Lovely stories, sad stories, and they've got a very, very happy outcome. I reckon that when Jesus said to the woman, go in peace, I reckon that mum and dad went in peace too, don't you? I think they had peace. In fact, Jim's been playing some songs up there, and if you've been observant, you've sung quite a wee bit about peace. And I've been thinking about this word peace and what it really is and what it is. You know, the world, our family, our health can all cause us trouble. Who's not concerned about what's going on in the world today? And that can cause us to be quite concerned and worried, give us cause for sleepless nights. Even God's will can trouble us at times. Sometimes, God might want you to do something and you're not too comfortable with that, and it troubles you. And I think God wants to trouble us, but sometimes it does. But it's this thing about God's peace. You see, Jesus was telling his disciples in John 14 he was going away. Boy, that caused them some trouble. Because Jesus said, don't let your hearts be troubled. Because they were troubled. They were sad about that. Later on he says, my peace I give unto you. I don't give as the world gives. So there's something different about the peace of God and the peace of the world. The peace of the world depends on your circumstances, and they're fickle. But the peace of God doesn't appear to depend on your circumstances. The peace of God is with us. You know, you can be concerned about what's going on, about anything, especially in the international position just now with what's going on. But the peace of God says, even though we've got concerns, even though some of us might get worried, maybe get family or friends caught up in whatever's going on, but you know, our faith says God is in control. And God's got the capability to watch out for us regardless. He says a strange thing. Jesus says a strange thing in one of the Gospels. He talks about, you know, don't fear them that can kill the body. Fear him who can kill the soul. God is in control. And that is our hope. So we don't need to be distraught about things. Yeah, we'll always be concerned. We're people like that. We might even get a wee bit anxious and worried. But ultimately, we can only believe that God is in control. Use believing faith. When Jesus was in the boat, remember, he'd be sleeping on a cushion. And here was big, robust seamen, fishermen, in a storm. And it must have been a bad storm because they were worried. And they woke Jesus up. Don't you care if we die? Jesus got up, spoke to the wind, calmed it, and then he says, why was you afraid? Now that to me seems like a really daft question, but it's not so daft. Because Jesus really expects us to realize he's in control. Sometimes he does whisper, why are you worried about John? And I don't like to hold him up because I've got quite a pile, but you know, the whole thing here is there's no justification, but God is in control. And he wants us to enjoy his peace.